Keith, last weekend only one fixture in the League of Ireland due to international call-ups for League of Ireland players, but it was a significant game, Dundalk beating Shamrock Rovers. Probably not the result that Harps fans would have wanted.
I don't think so, Dermot. No, they would definitely would have been keeping an eye on that one. The players, management and fans as well would have been looking very keenly on that game. Dundalk have come back into form, I suppose, at the right time for them. You know, the cup one over Harp seemed to really give the whole squad a boost, and it was all doom and gloom with them. And you know, we were talking about Dundalk, you know, the great Dundalk team in a relegation fight, and you know, that hasn't seemed to materialised. They're beginning to pull away, and you know, beating the champions 1-0 last weekend was a massive win for them. You know, they've been in great form, as I say, unbeaten in their last six games, and you know, that's not the type of form that we would associate with a side in trouble in the league. But if we look through, you know, Harps and Waterford as well, you know, all three of those sides really in great form, and it's really a toss up of who's going to be dragged into that relegation spot.
Yeah, so Dundalk go to Bowes this Friday night, and a win there for Dundalk would actually put them level on points with Bowes.
It would, yeah. I think Bowes carry a couple of games in hand because of their European stuff during the summer there, which went on a few weeks longer than maybe Dundalk's did. But Bowes have been stuttering as well, you know, of late. And, you know, there's nothing guaranteed for them. Dundalk will be full of confidence now going into that. You know, they're scoring goals all over the park. Pat Hoobin, you know, Sean Murray getting goals as well. So, no, they'll be going there with massive confidence. And Dundalk do really need to get their finger out of such if they're going to be pushing up that table. And, you know, that European spot hasn't decided yet. You know, they're in the mix, Derry's in the mix, obviously Sligo occupied the third spot as well. So it really is going to be everyone's going to be looking over their shoulder this weekend to see how results go, and everybody will want to be doing themselves a favour by getting 3 points.
Yeah, that Premier Division table does make interesting reading ahead of this weekend, and that Bowes Dundalk match is one of five games, so a full programme of fixtures all on the one evening, and it includes Waterford against Harps then, Keith. That's one that's certainly going to whet the appetite, and Harps 4 points ahead of Waterford going into this game. It's a big match.
It's huge. It's absolutely massive. You know, the way the season's going to pan out for both clubs. You know, if Harps win that game, you know, you give yourself a nice cushion going into the last run of games, the last five games. Waterford, you know, if they win it, then you're back into a point, you know, between the two of them. So, difficult place to go. We know Waterford have really picked up in form since they brought the new manager in. Mark Bertram's come in. Harps have been, you know, doing really well of late. You know, they, again, got a bit of a lift through the cup, and you know, they've been pulling out some really good performances over the last. I know the last time that the two sides met was in Finn Park, and it was, I think Waterford came away with a 1-0 win. I know you were at that game. I was actually at that game myself watching, and it was a poor Harp side or a performance that we've seen probably all season, you know. Yeah. And it wasn't looking great at that time, but no, both sides have really picked up since. That was the kind of the beginning of the Waterford revival as such, and Harps have been in great form as well of late. So it really is going to be a mouthwatering affair, and it's going to go a long way to decide who picks up that relegation spot.
Both teams impacted by suspensions. The FAI confirming the list of suspensions today, Keith, and three Harps players now are going to be out for this game on Friday night. Ethan Boyle, Ryan Connolly and Sean Boy. But Ollie Horgan, speaking to him during the week, he suggested that, you know, these are the things that you have to deal with, and he's got players to come in.
He does, of course he does. You know, we know that Olavi's been, you know, in great form in the last number of months. He's, you know, he's scoring great goals. He's tearing top defences to shreds at times. You know, we have Adam Foley. You know, he seems to be almost forgotten in the last couple of months. He's been a bit part player. You know, he's Harps' leading goal scorer along with Olavi, both sharing 8 goals. So, you know, for him to come in and place a Sean Boyd, you know, you have a like-for-like striker. You have a big man who likes to play up through the middle, who doesn't really like to be stuck out wide. And maybe that's why we haven't seen a lot of Adam Foley over the last number of weeks. So like there you have players to go in. I'm sure we'll see more. I'm not sure if he's injured as well. Yeah. If he's on the injury list, he's a big miss for them in the middle of the park. There are players to come in. You know, Ethan Boyle is a big miss. You know, Ethan adds a lot to the dressing room. You know, his character, he's encouraging, he's a voice in there, he's a leader. You know, when you're going to a place like Waterford, when you need all your top players available, he'll be a miss.
Yeah, and he's chipped in with a couple of goals as well this season. His absence will mean that Ollie and Hegarty will have to reshuffle their defence again, which is something that he's been doing quite a bit in recent weeks. Webster can play at right back, I suppose. That's the obvious choice. So it'll be interesting to see, first of all, who's available for him and what formation he goes with.
Yeah, look, as I say, I think it's important for Hearts that they don't lose the game. You know, I think that's the one that comes across when you look at the shape of the table and how it's going to pan out. You know, a point down there is a great result to keep that cushion. Like we say, you don't want to be, giving Waterford any hope, although there is still a long way to go. But I think going down there and setting up, you know, not to concede, but we've seen Hearts, like the attacking style of football that they've been playing, you know, very devastating on the counter attack. We've seen a couple of great goals, as say, of late going forward. So they'll be happy just to say remain in the game as long as possible and hopefully nick one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Harps have won in Waterford before, they have a good record in Waterford in recent seasons. Hopefully, they can keep that going this weekend. Derry City, then, we'll look at them, Keith. They have a home game against St. Pat's, and you know, as much as it's close at the bottom end of the table, that battle for a European spot is also beginning to heat up. And Bowes, Derry City, Sligo Rovers, all fairly close in terms of points. Sligo go to Shamrock Rovers on Friday night. Derry home to St. Pat's. Two big games.
Yeah, very big, as you say. You know, that's fourth against second there. Derry, at home, really good at home. You know, they've, as I say, we looked at this fixture before and you would have thought, we thought that Pat's maybe coming up pushing for that second place, like they will be. You know, they'll be looking to get those points. They'll be looking to keep the pressure on Shamrock Rovers, who hold top spot. You know, will they not be able to push them all the way to the end? I'm sure they will try, but as I say, Derry will be hoping to get that European spot, and I say they'll be looking to catch Sligo as well, you know, who aren't that far ahead of them. Sligo had that great start to the season where they went 14 games unbeaten, and since that it's just seemed to be you're not really sure which Sligo is going to turn up on the night. You know, they've kind of stuttered, they haven't won it in their last three games. So it's going to be a difficult night for Derry, but look, they have more than enough to beat Pats at the Brandywell.
Yeah, on Sligo Rovers, it's interesting, isn't it? Because Harps had that situation during the season too, Keith, where they couldn't find a win. Sligo seemed to have had a wall in terms of picking up victories, a string of draws, some disappointing defeats. And, you know, all of a sudden the teams behind them have been able to close in.
They have, but they seem to be hanging on to that third spot for weeks. I feel like I've been talking about it for so long in terms of Sligo are still in third, as it, just because of that great start that they did have. And, you know, there was, you know, they were in second for a while as well. Obviously, you know, there was talk of them challenging Shamrock Rovers for the league, but just in that middle of the summer, around the time where they fell out of Europe, where they were beaten the FAI Cup by First Division Cork City, you know, so it just has been a stuttering season for them after that brilliant start. They'll be thinking now, look, we really have to get ourselves in order here to try and hang on to that third spot, because Derry are coming hard, and Bowes obviously as well with those games in hand. So you could see Sligo maybe just dropping out of that top three eventually. And the next two weekends could be that.
Okay, the final fixture then on Friday night is Drogheda against Longford. Longford have been bottom of the table for so long, and even if they manage to win at Drogheda on Friday night, results elsewhere might mean that they would be relegated, and I suppose it's a case of putting off the inevitable.
I think so. I think the writing's been on the wall for Longford now for a long couple of weeks. Still a sticky side. You know, they don't give up points easily. You know, they've been unlucky a lot of games. Dundalk went down there a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, Longford managed to beat them 1-0. So it'll be by no means an easy game for Drogheda. Longford are fighting all the way, but Drogheda, over, as I say, partway through the season as well, you know, they've beginning to stutter and are dropping down the table and are now in that conversation for the relegation playoff with Harps and Waterford and Dundalk. So they, and you could see, just looking at the remaining fixtures, you could see them maybe dropping the whole way down, because they're the team that aren't showing much form, that are in that half of the table. So I would worry for about Drogheda. I would fear for them at the moment. As I say, they're the ones that do seem to be struggling most, so they would need to be picking up 3 points at home to Longford.